We're finishing up today with what some people argue is the real MVP of Philadelphia, the roast pork sandwich. I mean, when we got there, we went straight from the train to the Reading Terminal Market for one that was like the size of my arm, and it was glorious. Our producer Sally Swift talked with Brian Roof of America's Test Kitchen about their research on what they diplomatically call Philly's other sandwich.
Hey Brian, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We are just back from a trip to Philly, and you know, that is one eating town. I had three people come up to me to tell me that the real sandwich of Philadelphia is not the Philly cheesesteak, but it is the roast pork sandwich. Are you in agreement about that?
Because
you guys have spent time there.
My whole time there, I only actually had one cheesesteak, and the rest of the time, roast pork sandwiches.
All right. Can you describe it for our listeners?
Yes. It's a heavily spiced, usually with thyme, rosemary, garlic, oregano, black and red peppers. The pork is shaved very thinly. It's a little bit wet from the braising liquid that they cook the pork in. A sharp provolone that really kind of knocks it out of the park. There's a little bit of greenery in the form of broccoli rabe, or in some places do braised spinach. And it's all encased in this crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside roll. And it's quite enjoyable.
Good bread in Philly. Wow. It's kind of amazing. It's no wonder sandwiches are so popular there. Now, there are two kind of premier places to get this sandwich in Philly, right?
Right. The first is that we visited was DeNick's Roast Pork over in Reading Terminal Market. And at first glance, you know, we walk into Reading Terminal Market, it's a massive, expansive market that's been there for over 120 years. And immediately I assume that it's a tourist destination and there's no sandwich worth its weight would be found in there. But you realize that after talking to everybody and getting recommendations from the locals that this market is as much ingrained in the local culture as it is in the tourism culture. So DeNick's has an incredible sandwich. And they top it with a little bit spicy, kind of bitter broccoli rabe. It's got a nice little crunch to it that really sets the sandwich apart.
Which is really, really wonderful, I thought. And then the second place to get it, where is that?
That's over in South Philly at John's Roast Pork. And it's a completely different environment and completely different vibe. We walked in around lunchtime on a weekday, and the place was a noisy. It was noisy. It was vibrant. Was going on, but a lot of the yelling and the noise was coming from actually the crew that worked there, the kitchen crew, the cashiers, yelling back and forth, moving everybody through. Their sandwich was very similar in the terms of pork and the bread and the cheese, but they topped it with a braised spinach that was much more tender and kind of blended in with the sandwich. Still very good.
Boy, that divides the whole city. So you guys have taken on making the sandwich at home. Can you talk us through the recipe quickly?
Yeah. So we decided early on that we liked the broccoli rabe. So that's the direction we went. And that's just a simple saute of broccoli with an ample amount of garlic and a little bit of chili flake. The pork was a bit more of a challenge. We braised it after rubbing it with a combination of fennel, rosemary, thyme, and oregano. Again, black and red peppers. And we threw a bunch of garlic into that braising liquid. We cooked it for about 3 hours. And then the real challenge after cooking it is being able to slice it very thinly. We don't have a deli slicer at home, so we had to chill the pork. And by chilling it, it really sets it up and makes it firm. And then once it's firm, you're able to slice it very thin with a slicing knife.
So, that's a really great idea because the meat being sliced that thinly makes it so tender and delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's delicious. Now, do you have any advice on how to actually eat one of those sandwiches? Because truth be told, Francis and Erica, our assistant producer, and I went straight there when we got into Philadelphia. And Erica and I got seats at DeNick's. And Francis stood behind me. And we split the sandwich. And all of a sudden, I start feeling juice running down my back. He is eating behind me, and he's spilling juice running all the way down my back. He apologizes, but with a mouthful of a sandwich. He didn't even stop eating, you know? Is there a way to deal with these sandwiches?
Well, Francis is a rookie. there's a maneuver in Philadelphia called the South Philly dip. So you want to spread your legs about 2 feet apart, bend it about 30 degrees at the hips, extend your arms outwards, your elbows outwards, so as not to get any of the drip running down your arm, and you lean over and you bite the sandwich. And preferably you're eating over a trash can or a kitchen sink or something like that.
We really needed you. Hey, Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Roof is the executive food editor of Cook's Country, and you can find the recipe for Philadelphia roast pork sandwiches at splendidtable.org.